Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav from Psochim Dav Tzadik Tes. Starting the new Perek, Perek Arvi Psochim. Right in the beginning of this Perek, the Perek which will deal with Leila Seder, we have over here, Lo Yifchetu Lo Yimarba Koisos. You have to have four Koisos in Leila Seder. Rashi and the Rashbam mentioned over here that why do we have Arba Koisos? It's connected to Arba Lishoine Geulo. The four Lishoines of Geulo are Murim Begolos Mitzrayim, Voitseisi Eschem, Vitzalti Eschem, Vegahalti Eschem, Lokachti Eschem. So you have the four Lashonis of Geula that's brought down in the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mefarsh already point out that Rashi and the Kuf Ches Amud Aleph is going to bring a different reason brought in the Yerushalmi and the Medrash. Why do we have the four Koises of Geula? And there it's brought down because of the dream of Yosef. And Beis Hashem will get there, we'll try to explain why Rashi changed the explanation. But when we talk about the four Lashonis of Geula, the Maharal brings a few explanations. What is the meaning of the four Lashonis? And one, maybe the simple understanding that he brings, is that the reason Am Yisrael were in Mitzrayim is because Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in Bris Ben Apsoim, he told him, your children will be foreigners in a different land. They will enslave them and they will torture them for 400 years. So says the Maharal, connected these three things that were said to Avraham Avinu, we have three of the Lashonis of the Geula. So the worst thing that it says to Avraham is V'inu Oysom. They're going to be tortured in Mitzrayim. And for that it says, V'itzeisi Eschem mitachas siv lois Mitzrayim. I'll take you out from the torture of Mitzrayim. Then, the next thing it says to Avraham Avinu is V'avodum. V'avodum means they will enslave them. You can enslave one, but not torture them. That's many slaves in the world. On that, I have the next pasuk that says, "V'itzalti eschem me'avodosom." I'll take you out from being their slave. And the last thing is the first thing that was said to Avraham Avinu: the kigeri ezaracho be'eretz olam. They're going to be foreigners. They're going to be in the land that doesn't belong to them. On that comes the third lashon, "V'ga'alti eschem." I will redeem you. You'll come out from the land that you don't belong there. These three things take you out from the bad. But then comes the fourth lashon, which makes you into a nation. You go out from the tortures, you go out from the shibud, you go out from the foreign land, and where you go, what do you become? You become the nation of Hashem. These are the four Lashon Shegula, and the Maharal has a few other explanations, but they all combine to the same idea that there's the three stages, or three Shlavim of Geula, and then the fourth is the one that combines all together and brings you to the Tachlis, to the ultimate goal. Now, the big Shaila is, we know there's a fifth Lashon. Ve'evesi eschem el haaretz, I'll bring you into the land, Eretz Yisrael. Why that Lashon we don't have a Kois for? We know that our Minag, we do a Kois Shel Aliyah, it's down the Yushami, it's a Kois Rishus, you don't have to do it, we don't really drink it. But if there's another Lashon of Geula, why we don't have a Kois connected to the fifth Lashon of Geula? So I want to introduce two answers to that. Answer number one is what I heard from my father Shlita, based on a Maharal in Sefer HaNetzach, which explains that anything that did not happen with Dor Yoytze Mitzrayim, that did not leave an everlasting impression. Whatever we did as going out of Mitzrayim, that generation lasts forever. Yetzias Mitzrayim, obviously, Kriyas Yamsuf, whatever we achieve there, Mamad Arsin and the Torah, clearly. There was one more thing that was supposed to happen with the generation Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that was to come to Eretz Yisrael. But because of the chait, we didn't get that. So we don't have that everlasting thing, and therefore we got out of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore we went to Golos. So meaning we don't really have the fifth Lashon. The fifth Lashon of Eves Yitzchim El Haaretz, of bringing it to Eretz Yisrael, we don't really have. So what we celebrate, what we deal with, is what we have, we retain forever. Now the thing that we lost. And that's Pashtas, why we don't have the fifth Kosh, connected the fifth Lashon, because we're missing that fifth Lashon. I saw the Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, Machshev Eschorutz, has another explanation. And it's one of the places the Reb Tzadik quotes the Maharal. The Maharal himself, later in Sefer HaGevurah, explains that what is the fifth Kois? What is that fifth Lashon of Veves Yitzchem Laretz? What is that connected? We just spoke about that the fourth Lashon of Geula is taking you out from the troubles, from the suffering, from the enslavement, becoming a nation. And what's the fifth? Says the Maharal, the fifth Lashon is connected Parnasa. The fifth lasha means after I made you a nation, now I have to sustain you. Now I have to give you parnasa. I have to give you food. So now the fifth lashon is keneged parnasa. That's what you do. That's what happens after we become a nation. Says Reb Tzadik something gevaldik. Says if you realize parnasa really has to happen on its own. Another marishon it says that because he did the chait, that's why he had a problem parnasa. Hari oisi is masad kipachti is parnasasi. When you are b'shleimus, parnasa comes automatically. Says Reb Tzadik, I don't have to have a kois keneged parnasa. Once I'm the nation, I'm talking about Leil Pesach, I do four koises, and I'm the perfect, purified nation, now I don't need to do anything for parnasa. It's automatic. Kishbol creates an Adam, he automatically sustains him and gives him parnasa if he's in the right way. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.